Jason, DHS believes they've turned the corner on SBINet. Sounding a little familiar, I think we've heard this before. The program really troubled almost from day one.
It has not been a good program. I mean, this program has seen its share of troubles almost, as you said, from day one. Let me give you a little bit of background to start. First, DHS awarded Boeing in 2006 a contract to use basically cutting-edge commercial technologies to secure the Southwest and North and Northern borders. SBINet, commonly known as the virtual fence, and Boeing ran into trouble with the technology because it didn't perform as expected. DHS didn't do the rights requirements definitions by talking to Border Patrol agents about what they wanted in the system in the first place.
Skull
testing,
creep.
Program management were deficient. I mean, the program, especially around the Southwest border, I mean, this has not been one of the government's success stories for the last 4 years. But Mark Borkowski, the executive director of the SBINet program executive office in the Customs and Border Protection Directorate, says while there's still a lot of work to do, CBP and Boeing have made substantial progress over the past year.
What we've tried to do is address the ones that we thought were most important. There's more to go. So there's still risk there, but we think we got the big ones. We think we've got a more realistic schedule. We think we've got a more realistic plan. Now, to be fair, when we set a schedule in February and 3 months later we say we're still on track for something that's due in September, that's better than we used to be, but for a 6 or 7 month schedule, looking 6 or 7 months ahead, you'd expect I could stay on that. So that actually shouldn't even be a question. Now, in the past, we wouldn't have even done that, so it is an improvement, but I don't want to oversell the improvement. We've still got a lot of work to do.
Where is the next area that you want to improve upon, as GAO has pointed out, in terms of the process?
I mean, we've spent a lot of time on things like earned value management, which is cost control and budget control and staying on schedule. Risk management, which is a big focus of the GAO, made pretty good progress there, not 100%. But I do think the bigger issue next is, what exactly are the requirements for this system, and why are they the requirements?
Roger Krohn is the president of Boeing's Network and Space Systems Division, which runs SBINet. He points to some recent successes as evidence that the project is heading in the right direction.
The schedule that we discussed 3 months ago relative to completion of systems acceptance testing for both Tucson and Ajo, we have held those schedules, and although we're not celebrating, there actually have been some milestones over the last 4 or 5 months that we have beat, not by a lot, but by some. And I think that's the cumulative result of applying sound management practices to the program, some of which were pointed out by the GAO, and a lot of rigor that's been brought to the program by Mr. Borkowski.
Krohn also made his case about how much money DHS has spent so far on the first 53 miles of the program. Now, we've talked about this several times. House Homeland Security Committee members say DHS spent about $900 million on those 53 miles. GAO also follows that same thinking. Krohn tries to make his case against that just one cost per mile case. Now, he says that most of the costs were for program support, such as developing software for the common operating picture or creating the testing lab, the security and network operations centers. He says these are all one-time costs to support the entire program over the life of the contract. Krohn says only about $195 million actually went toward SBINet development. And what's interesting about this is really the first time I've heard a cost breakdown in public of where the money's gone, how it's spent. And the idea here is it's not just you're getting so many, millions of dollars per mile and that it's all a waste of money. There's some stuff you have to do with every contract, with every project, kind of the back end stuff to get ready to do the front end stuff that everyone sees.
And to be fair, they said at the very beginning that this was going to be, they were really cutting edge. This was going to be difficult to do. So they said that from day one.
Right. And no one's denying that there's not mistakes. They're not saying, that's not fair. They're saying, okay, yeah, there are definitely problems. But I think it was very interesting that when Mr. Krohn did his opening statement, that's what he focused on was this dollar figures and didn't get into the history and the back and forth with the Congress.
So lawmakers, GAO, did they share this sense of optimism?
Well, to some degree, yes. But mostly lawmakers and GAO were taking the longer-term wait-and-see approach. Randy Height is GAO's Director of IT Architecture and Systems Issues. He told the committee members that there's been some progress and the program has improved.
The improvements that I've seen put them on more solid ground. I wouldn't agree with the things that you mentioned as having made improvements. I've yet to see the test plan for system acceptance. System acceptance is supposed to begin next month. You mentioned earned value management, that they've made improvements in that. We have ongoing work on earned value management, and we'll be reporting on that in October. And so we'll have some things at that time to say about earned value management. So, yeah, I agree. There have been some improvements. Is the program where it needs to be in terms of its ability to execute? The answer is no. And that was the answer to my second most basic question. Are we doing it the right way? And the answer is no. Are we better than where we were a year ago? Yes. Are we better than we were 2 years ago? Yes. But we're still not where we need to be.
Height says DHS to turn the corner depends on where they want to go. He calls, when they first started with this program, he used the Wizard of Oz analogy. When they first wanted to do SBINet, they wanted to go to the Emerald City, mm-hmm. the big green palace where the wizard lives, and in terms of its capabilities of what the system can do. But now that path is much less, and they're not quite going to the Emerald City, and they have turned the corner to get to that lesser target.
Now maybe, just Kansas.
I would say maybe the poppy fields
okay.
with the flying monkeys. But in the end, DHS is getting less than what they were sold initially. Now, what's interesting as well from lawmakers is the first question from Congressman Chris Carney, the chairman of the Subcommittee on Management Investigations and Oversight for the Homeland Security Committee. It was not whether or not he asked specifically, should this program be ended? And while no one would provide a solid yes or no answer, you could see that there was a lot of, well, we have to see more data, let's wait and see. But Borkowski, however, did say much later in the hearing that he doesn't expect SBINet to be deployed across all of the Southwest border as first imagined. DHS also is testing several new technologies, including the unmanned aircraft, and talking to DOD about some of the technologies they're using in Iraq and Afghanistan. So I think they are moving on to a certain degree, but they also know that they have some good stuff that they potentially could use in the coming weeks, months, years.
And just 24 hours ago, we were talking about project management and how they were looking, you know, OMB is going to take a much more active project, close down projects that aren't working, and this is perhaps a test case of why that's not necessarily very. It's not always easy to do.
Not always easy. What was interesting is in the past, later on the hearing, they said, "Well, what happens if you shut down SBINet? What happens to all that technology that you guys have used, that you bought, installed?" And Mr. Borkowski was like, "Listen, we're going to continue to use it because there are stuff that does work. Yeah. There are cameras, there are sensors. So he goes, even if we shut it down, we'll still get value from this."
This summer, you mentioned earlier, this summer they're really looking to make or break, really. Why is this summer so important?
So Borkowski says CBP will test and deploy SBINet technologies in two locations, in Tucson, Arizona by September, and in Ajo, Arizona by December. These tests and reviews will provide the path forward for the rest of the program. These are steps, and these are actually also steps to the bigger assessment ordered earlier this year by Secretary Janet Napolitano.
The other part of the assessment is the question of whether or not it's, even if it works, is it worth it? There are other technologies. So I can have less capability at less dollars, more capability at more dollars. The question is, do I get value for those more dollars? That's the quantitative science-based assessment the Secretary's talked about, and we're doing that in some phases because it's a deliberative effort. And the first of those, we should have data by the end of June. And that data will be focused on an analysis of Arizona. And then based on that, we can extend that analysis to other parts of the border. But what that's designed to do is to compare SBINet Block 1 to other technology options in a very quantitative, science-based way so we can make more intelligent decisions about where it makes sense to spend money on this system. That quantitative analysis, depending on how that looks, will continue into other areas of the border before we make any commitments to those areas of the border.
Now, the freeze and assessment called upon by Napolitano is still ongoing. Borkowski says there's no hard timeline to make a final decision on how or if to go forward with SBINet. And he says all of these assessment and reviews and tests in Ajo and in Tucson are part of that broader assessment wide across DHS. Now, in the meantime, DHS got about $50 million from the Recovery Act for border security, and they're going to take that money and put it toward other technologies that are already showing their value, such as mobile surveillance systems, sensors for aircrafts, pursuit cameras at the ports, and Borkowski says DHS expects to see the delivery of those technologies in the next few months or so.
Hmm. It's going to be fascinating to watch. More tomorrow?
More tomorrow on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and of course...
I know, I do that too.
FederalNewsRadio.com. I'll break it, the habit eventually.
Yeah, by the time we hit like the third year, we'll get it right. And then, you know, somebody... Well,